Chapter 15, The Yoga of the Supreme Spirit. The Holy Lord said, there is the eternal Ashwata, with roots above, branches below. The sacred hymns, the leaves, he who knows it is a Veda knower. Below, above, spread its branches, nourished by the gunas. Its buds are sense objects, and in the world below, its roots give rise to act. This, its form, is not here perceived, its end, origin, existence. Having cut this firm-rooted tree with the axe of non-attachment, then that goal is to be sought for, which attained they never return. In that primeval Purusha, fount of actions, I seek refuge. Without pride, delusion, attachment conquered, dwelling in the Supreme Self without desires, freed from the dualities, pleasure and pain, the undeluded reach that eternal goal. That the sun illumines not, there shines neither the moon nor fire, for that is my supreme abode, going whither they return not. An eternal part of myself, becoming a soul in this world, takes on the senses and the mind, and abides within Prakriti. When the Lord obtains a body, and when he leaves it, he takes these and goes as the wind takes the scents from their seats, the flowers and the herbs. Thus presiding over the ear, the eye, the touch, the taste, the smell, as also the sense of the mind, he experiences objects. When he departs, remains, enjoys, accompanied by the gunas, the deluded do not see him, those with the eye of knowledge see. The yogis, striving, behold him, dwelling within themselves, but the unrefined, unintelligent, even though striving, see him not. The light which resides in the sun, that light illumines the whole world. That which is the moon and the fire, know that light to be mine as well. Entering the earth, I support all beings with my energy. Having become the watery moon, I myself cause all plants to thrive. Dwelling within living beings, in the form of digestive fire, joined with prana and apana, do I digest the fourfold food. I am seated within all hearts, memory, knowledge, and their loss. Proceed from me, for I am the Veda's goal, author and knower. Two Purushas are in this world, the changing and the unchanging. All beings comprise the changing. Kutasta is the unchanging. But there is also the Supreme Purusha called the Highest Self, immutable Lord who pervades all the three worlds and sustains them. I transcend the changing and am above even the unchanging. So in this world and the Veda, I am called the Supreme Spirit. He who, free from delusion thus, knows me as the Supreme Spirit, he, knowing all thus, worships me with all his heart, O Bharata. Knowing this most secret teaching imparted by me, one awakes to the highest enlightenment, all his duties thus accomplished. Om Tat Sat. Thus, in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 15th discourse entitled, The Yoga of the Supreme Spirit.